Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, a lot of stuff still not settled. And I guess part of it is the $11.99 thing, Brian.
Yeah, with the nursing homes. And you said that it's not just about the money.
And it's not.
And so let's get a little bit more detail from Christine Stewart from CT News Junkie. Good morning, Christine.
Hey, Christine.
Good morning.
So what's the story? The infection controls are lacking. That means that, you know, in the COVID era, they weren't protecting the employees well enough?
Yeah, I mean, infection control, you know, at the very beginning,
right.
You know, these homes had no PPE whatsoever. You know, I've spoken to nursing home workers who said to me, look, somebody came in with a bunch of homemade masks in a bag and offered them to us, you know, and this is like at the end of March. So, you know, in fairness, nobody knew what was going on at that point in time. But, you know, this report, which was put together by the union and a Yale law clinic, found that infection control was lacking for quite a while. And, you know, the administration would argue that, you know, look, we sent the National Guard out. We, you know, went out and explained to these nursing home workers how to don and doff PPE. But what happened was that, you know, nobody... even the state's own report from Mathematica, which came out in September, found that the state did not cite any nursing homes for infection control-related deficiency between March 4th and June 28th.
Which I guess tells you what? They weren't really looking for it?
I don't know if they weren't looking for it, if it's not public information yet, but there were over 3,000 deaths in 170 homes, and there are still no publicly available documents that say that any of these homes were fined for any reason or any infection control. So, you know, it's a little bit it's a little bit disturbing here, and we're on the precipice of a nursing home strike, which could start on Friday.
Right.
And a nursing home strike costs $2 million a day.
Okay.
So this strike would be at 33 homes and involve more than 3,000 union employees. So that's no small a small execution of a strike. And what do you if you were to handicap it, do you think we'll get to that point?
You know, I think that it's very possible that we could. I mean, I know that the Lamont administration offered $300 million more yesterday, put that on the table, which is great. But, you know, I spoke to a nursing home worker last week, and she's like, you know, the younger nursing home workers, McDonald's is paying $13 an hour.
Woo-hoo.
Why would you come work at a nursing home for $13 an hour and have to be in charge of, you know, 21 people? Throughout your shift,
Christine,
by yourself.
I guess the question is, though, okay, the money's an issue. Understand, absolutely. It's a rough job. But number two, all right, so you didn't have PPE. You didn't have. What do they expect the remedy would be on this thing?
I don't think that they've necessarily asked for a remedy. I think that, you know, going forward, I think that they're asking this state to, you know, beef up its inspections and its infection control and continue to maintain the PPE supplies.
I think it comes at a really interesting time because I've read a lot of stories about how a lot of families are rethinking putting family members in nursing homes at all after what happened. And so the business model may be reshaped in the coming years.
Well, and that's part of the problem here. So the homes are not receiving the same amount of Medicaid. So you know, 70% of people who are in these homes are on, you know, a government program that is helping pay for it. And the capacity in these homes has gone way down. So there are a lot of empty beds, which ends up hurting the nursing home's bottom line.
Yeah. And by the way, just one other thing kind of on the other side of this, although there will be more money, some of it from the federal government, that'll be going to fund this proposed raise. You know, the fact is you have a story at CT News Junkie. On the other end of the equation, a number of Democrats are wanting to raise taxes, maybe to pay some of this.
They are. They are still seeking to raise taxes, even though for 2 years we're getting $200 million more than we actually thought we were going to get. So we're getting about $2.8 billion, the state is, from the federal government. So, you know, I think that it's the Senate Democrats, and I think we have to be careful here about saying that. I don't necessarily know if the House Democrats are on board with all this, but we're going to find out a little bit more on Friday.
So we're talking with Christine Stewart from CT News Junkie. You can find all their stuff, obviously, at ctnewsjunkie.com. Also, you know, we learned that we will get emergency use authorization to vaccinate children from 12 to 15, and Connecticut says they're ready. I mean, what is the impact on the, could this really carry Connecticut? People think that with hesitancy of the last third of adults, will carry states to where they need to be, maybe not for herd immunity, but to really get the cases to plummet. What's the setup in Connecticut?
Yeah, so they're looking at, you know, 12 to 15 year olds, and they're looking at, you know, it's only Pfizer that is authorized for this group, and setting up some weekend clinics, because that's what parents want, because you still have to have parental permission in order to get the vaccine at that age.
All right. Well, Christine, it's always great. It's been too long. Nice to have you on.
Thank you.
All right. CTNewsJunkie.com. And remember, you can always support them by, you know, chipping in a little.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!